Blog Talk Radio.
Mad or glad, in a sight, Monday night, New York. Welcome. Dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion. And this is the program where you can call in. That is, if we have an engineer. Call in and tell what you're mad about or glad about. Well, did you hear that note in the news? I didn't hear it directly, but I got a phone call about it. That Mr. Trump indicated that a lot of the information, about the virus is exaggerated, you know, to try to get people to not vote for him. Well, it was on Fox News, so they say. Now, it's a known fact that Mr. Murdoch and Mr. Trump are good friends. And I think that's a good thing. Well, you won't put Mr. Murdoch down on my show. I'll tell you that. He saved my life. You know, he stood up for me at a time when every service dog school in this country didn't care about me. And Rufus Murdoch made sure that the New York Post published a story that helped me train my first guide dog on my own. So, Mr. Murdoch, as far as I'm concerned, is one of the best. So, I believe a lot of that stuff that, you know, it's exaggerated about this virus. I really do. And in a way, you might say he's doing the medical profession a favor by coming out saying this, because maybe the doctors don't look so bad after all if all this information is not accurate. So medical profession, look upon it like that and think about voting for Mr. Trump. All right, Inner Sight Live, whoever you vote for, exercise your American privilege and get out there and vote coming up in November, of course. Mad or glad Monday, Inner Sight around the world. And I got to tell you something. I'm really mad about the situation here in my town where I live in Long Island, New York, where not one traffic light has been put up that a visually impaired person can access. That is really outrageous, you know. And the I got to tell you, the letter that was supposed to have been sent by the local agency here, I'm not going to mention who they are, got lost. Now, what does that mean? You know, I mean, what kind of a responsibility is that? And to make it worse, it got lost at the hands of disabled people. That's even worse. You see why we don't have rights, world? Things like that happen. A lot of these people should not be in these jobs. I'll tell you something. They really shouldn't. They should be doing something else. So there you have a definite mad that people have to take their lives into their hands, cross the street, and not know if you have the best degree of safety. You can't access the walk signal. But we'll keep on letting the world know, and we'll keep on fighting it. And, you know, the taxpayers pay for those traffic lights. We all pay taxes one way or another. You know, even if you're disabled and you don't pay taxes directly, when you go into a store, you're paying taxes. So we pay for the safety, and millions of us don't get it. The safety, that is. Now, and despite that fact, you can't go and sue the government and say, hey, you're not giving me my safety. I want my money back. The taxes I paid for that safety. I mean, figure that out. You'd have to have a mathematician to work that. How do you know how much money each individual has paid in for that safety and is not getting it? Well, there's another piece of the puzzle. All right, Inner Sight, Mad or Glad Monday. If we can answer your phone calls, we'll try. 213-816-1650. You want to dial in. And let's see, middle of July already. All right, July 13th. Yeah, is that it? Yeah. And we're brought to you by the Big East, TaquitaRescue.org. Tom Driven, New Jersey. 609-388-7004. Big East. Adopt an Akita. And you know, by the way, those of you thinking about emotional support dogs, service dogs, think about the Akita. They're really smart. You got to get the right one, of course. You got to evaluate it. And not everybody can handle an Akita. You got to talk to them a lot. I learned that. The Akita taught me that. You know, they like to communicate. My dog, I believe, understands everything that people are saying. All right, Big East, TaquitaRescue.org. We got Kennedy Realty, good friend, back in the office. 631-888-1186. Buy a house, sell a house, or just get some good information. Anthony Kennedy. So check him out. Tell him you heard about it here on Inner Sight. He'll like that. Yeah, that'll, you know what? If you call Kennedy and you need a house or an apartment, you heard it here. You tell him you heard it on Inner Sight. I guarantee you he will treat you really good. All right, around the world, Inner Sight, all the beautiful children, watch out for them, take care of them. Corey, Avante, little Tommy, and my dear brother, little brother friend, Ollie Campbell now, who is up there watching over us. All right, we honor them, we love them. Go an extra mile for a child. That's the Inner Sight saying, and we remind you. All right. Let's see, what else we got? GoodMojoPrinters.com, SuttonInsurance.com, TuroLawCenter.com, some of our friends. We try to remember all our friends. Nobody starves on Long Island. That's my buddy Gary. 631-484-3085. You can get cat food, dog food, and he's got food for the little animals too, you know, the birds and the little guinea pigs and all that stuff. And also, when he's able to do it, medical services. So check in with Gary. He's a great, great guy, and talk to him, and if you're disabled, he will go out of his way to accommodate you. All right, around the world, Inner Sight, and hopefully we'll get our engineer in here so she can do the Able News, so we'll hold that over a bit. Mad or Glad Monday. And if you're on the line, hang on, and we'll try to get to your call. Promise you. Let's see, what else we got? James Bahamonde is a civil rights lawyer, 516-783-9662. So if you have any ADA questions, you can ask Jimmy. And he's always willing to answer your questions.
Hello.
All right. Mad or Glad, Inner Sight. Monday. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, there you are. All right.
Yeah.
All right. So, you may as well start out with the Able News.
Oh, okay. Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community for the past 29 years, going on 30 soon, for the past 29 years, with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription today. Back to you, Frank.
All right. Don't forget to sign our petitions, the nursing home one and the service dog schools, the licensed schools. And this coming Wednesday, we're going to have a very interesting show, which is the best way to handle a nursing home problem. So we're going to talk about that on Wednesday, because we've gotten some feedback from Eyewitness News.
Yeah.
And, we want to certainly honor that and consider that. And you see, one thing about Inner Sight, I got to tell you something. When we find out that something might not work, we don't stick with it. See, we're flexible.
No.
That's what's wrong with these damn agencies.
Right.
They stick with this old crap. They're so afraid to make a move towards something better and different.
Right.
Inner Sight's
not
like
that. We're open-minded compared to,
of course,
to them. We're a lot
yeah.
more open-minded.
And I'll tell you why we're open-minded. Because our first priority is the people.
Right.
And not only the disabled people, the people
right.
have to pay for these things.
Right.
The taxes on people. So we're going to reveal some of that on Wednesday about these nursing homes, because we may very well change our course, And
I'd like to get
to a better
see
job.
If Michelle would talk about it on she could come and talk about it with us and about her grandmother.
Well,
that
see.
Would
I don't
be
know,
interesting if she'd like to.
I don't know on such short notice, but she can certainly
I'm thinking about that.
Come on anytime she wants.
Yeah, she can.
It's going to be undoubtedly an ongoing project.
Oh yeah, definitely.
All right, Mad or Glad Monday. 213-816-1650. All right, so what do you have, a mad or a glad?
I'm in between. Maybe a glad.
Oh.
I don't know. Well,
maybe.
I got my computer equipment. It's just,
right.
It's sitting. I was able to sort of set up the iPad. I didn't get all of it done. I'm doing a little at a time, and I got to do it slowly. I don't want to do a mistake. Plus, I found out that it sort of is mine if I don't want to get any more equipment from them. If I want to get more equipment from them, okay, here's how it works. you hand in the old equipment, okay, and they'll give you brand new equipment. So that's how it works. And this is brand new, brand spanking new. I didn't get
after
old equipment.
After how long?
Oh, God.
That's when the equipment is outdated.
Well, no, this actually is pretty brand new.
No, no, I mean when it's outdated, you hand it in and supposedly they give you the new stuff. Is that how it works?
Yeah. Yeah, not
all right,
now.
Of course, with the state, you never know when that's going to change. You know.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, you know, our budget's been cut.
Well, if I do have that situation, I'm allowed to keep it, they said. And I'm allowed to then, of course, you know, if I do have a job by then, which I plan on it, I plan on getting my own equipment and say, screw it. You know.
Now, wait a minute. They gave you this stuff. What did they give you?
They gave me, okay, I've got a 32-inch monitor to help me see better. It's sitting in the living room right now. On Thursday, the guy's going to help come and really set it up and train me on it. And I'm also going to get, he's going to help me with training me on the iPad more because there's the voiceover. I need to know certain things on the voiceover because my phone, I couldn't see it that well. So now
You got the iPad, you got the monitor. What else you got?
I got a laptop.
Yeah.
So I got
two
keyboards coming. I got a mouse. And I think that's it. That's what I got. And a laptop bag to hold everything.
Oh, you don't have the keyboards yet.
Not the keyboards. No, not yet. So I can at least use the iPad, but I can't use the voiceover, but I could use an analogous that I've used before. It's just like a speech software. So if I see something that I can't see too well, which is not too bad right now because I'm able to see the screen a little bit better because this iPad is 12 inches by, like, I think 8 inches. So it's really large. So it's a little better.
So did you have to sign anything for this stuff?
No, I didn't have to sign a damn thing. I guess he's going to have me sign something when he sees me.
Well, you know, make sure you can read it.
Yeah, that too.
You know? So now what's the situation? Is this yours or theirs or it's on loan or what?
If I don't, no, it's mine if I don't want any other computer from them at all. It's mine. That's how it works. If I want
what do you
another
mean if you
computer
don't want any
from
other
them,
computer?
I just, it's like a trade-in. Like I trade it in for a higher value, a better computer. That's all.
Oh,
and
yeah.
That's just
so
like,
then you would want another from them.
Right, in the future.
If the thing gets outdated, all these things
right.
Always change.
And I probably have a certain time frame that I have to abide by. I don't know. But I would definitely put my information in early, considering that it took so long to get on the list and get things situated. You know?
How long did it take him to give you this stuff?
Well, it took me with these people about a year. So, say if my date is coming up within a year's time, I'm going to do that way. That's
well,
what
how
I'll
long
do.
Did the whole process take?
Oh, the
a lot
whole
longer
thing.
Than a year.
The whole years, meaning through the Commission for the Blind and everything, it took close to 7 years. 7 years now. Yeah, 7 years.
7 years to get a few pieces of equipment. Wow. They
well,
were to compensate
some of the
you.
Things I want. I needed to learn also, I might be able to get, once I learn Braille, which I'm really considering because my eyes are getting blurrier, I have to be proficient in first grade Braille, and then they'll give me the Braille display.
They ought to compensate you monetarily for making you wait 7 years. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, I know.
They should have given you the damn thing a month after you applied to so that you could, you know, have it to conduct your life. And how many jobs did you lose?
Oh, way too many. Way too many.
More than one?
Oh, yeah.
Well, they ought to compensate you for that.
Well, I think they compensated me by giving me a bigger monitor and stuff like that.
Nah,
so I didn't remember it being such a big monitor, honestly.
They ought to give you part salary of what you would have made.
Well, that should have, yeah.
That's how it should work.
Yeah, but I think they gave me better
equipment. They caused you to lose the damn
honestly.
Job.
Yeah.
You know, unless you can still get it, I don't know, but
yeah.
You know. Anyway, Inner Sight, man, I'm glad. Glad you got it. Mad,
yeah.
Because of the way you had what you had to go through to get it. That's where I'm at on it. You know. All right, we got any phone calls out there?
We have Maureen. Give me 1 second, okay?
Yeah, all right.
All right, hang on 1 second, okay?
Maureen from Queens.
Give me a second. Yeah.
On the line, mad or glad?
Oh, bear with me a second. I'm having a little trouble getting onto that. Bear with me, I'm sorry.
Inner Sight.
Yeah. We'll continue with the show and I'll get her in, okay?
Hello. Are you there?
1 second, it's giving me trouble, Frank.
Oh, you don't have the new stuff? The new equipment?
Not on yet, no. Well, you got to give me a chance to slowly get it situated. I just got it, you know?
What do? You don't? You can't just plug it in and push the button and it tells you everything to do?
I wish. It doesn't work that way. All right, here's more.
I thought it did. I thought that was the whole idea of it.
No, I wish computers were that intuitive. They're not yet. They will be in the future.
Hello?
Hi. Hold on, sweetheart.
Hi,
guys. Yeah,
they
will be in the future. Yeah, I hope so.
Oh, we don't know.
Mm.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll be gone in
the future.
They're
getting better. No, they are getting better, though, Frank. I got to say.
Mm. And you had to wait 7 years for that.
Okay. All right. All right.
Yeah, 7 years, bad luck.
Yeah. All right, hold on.
How long do we handicapped people have to wait for things that other people can get, you know, right away or pretty quickly? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, can you get off the speakerphone?
Oh, I had it off the speakerphone. Let me see.
Oh, all right.
Hello?
So get a little closer to the phone.
Let me see. Is that any better?
Yeah, it's a little better.
Oh. Okay, I'm in the bathroom.
Now, what were you saying? How long, what?
I said, how long do we handicapped people have to wait to get things that other people can get either right away or, you know, pretty quickly?
Oh, you got to wait until they have used you enough. And then maybe, you know, if they don't change their mind or some supervisor says, no, don't give it to this one, you know, give it to the one who got the job or whatever it is.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. It's so disgusting. It really is so disgraceful,
It's outrageous how they use her. Look how they used her. 7 years to get a few pieces of equipment when all you had to do was go down to the damn store with her, with Suzanne, you know, the stupid jackasses from the commission, go down to the store.
Mm-hmm.
And get her what she needs and make sure that it's voice act and all that, you know? How long does that take? 3 hours?
Yeah,
7 years, man.
Yeah.
Come on.
I went to that fair they had in November, you know, at the public library in Manhattan. And they were all there, the commission and Helen Keller and so on and so forth, pushing all their
did they buy
nonsense and, you know.
Did they say to you, Maureen, what do you need? We'll get
they handed out their pamphlets and they spewed their all
pamphlets.
That they could do and everything. And then, you know.
Could you read the pamphlet?
I'm sorry? No, I couldn't read the pamphlets. Of course not. I had to have somebody read them to me.
Damn insult. Damn insult. But they used you.
Exactly.
to get the money. You can be sure of that.
Yeah, of course. Mm-hmm.
You know,
of course.
And all the people like you.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
The damn
incredible. Well, so, I know. And just trying to think how I can get my mom out of the hell we're in with this nursing home situation. And, you know, just trying to, oh, I found out Section 8 isn't here in the city. Of course.
Is it?
But I would say call anyway and check, double check. But, you know, so I don't know. It's just.
What did you say? There's no Section 8 in the city?
Yes.
Open,
that's
probably.
What she told.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Suzanne?
Probably nothing open right now.
Well, I don't know.
So,
it was opened. It was closed. No, I don't mean just now for the pandemic. That's the stories I've heard for years, though. They have it open.
Oh, yeah, it's been
Section
like that
8.
For years, but sometimes they do open it, you know.
Yeah. So I have
well,
to.
Call Connie and see if it's open out here.
Yeah,
yeah.
I'll do that.
The and they have Section 8 near where my mom used to live, and I have that information. I'm going to be sort of busy tomorrow because I have, believe it or not, physical therapy finally called me. Oh, my goodness. Everything's calling. It's either feast or famine for me. When I'm done with it, well, it's going to be late. Oh, you know what? I'll try and call you. All right?
No, okay. Susan.
Yeah, I'll call you when I'm done with them. All right, with physical therapy. Yeah.
Okay, that'd be good. That'd be good.
Yeah,
that'd be good.
Yeah, and we'll
because
see what
I
we
just,
can
yeah.
get done.
And they are opening the nursing homes. Did you hear
I
that,
heard.
Susan?
Yeah, I heard.
But you have to be 28 days COVID-free, the patients and the staff. So...
They are COVID-free where they are at the nursing home, but they said everything is going to be outdoors and you have to book it with recreation therapy.
Yeah, I think that's pretty much
it. Didn't I say tell them to bring the people out?
Yeah, I think that's everybody
there
listened to you.
Sure they listen to Inside. You can't tell me these people don't listen to Inside.
Oh,
they
I
do.
Know. They do, but...
They listen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I tell you, that's what probably delayed a lot of my stuff because they must really listen to us.
Right.
And if I didn't say and go to Eyewitness News, quite honestly, I think I'd still be waiting.
Well, if you didn't go to Eyewitness News, you would have had to wait 12 years instead of 7.
I would have just been like... freak you all. I would have, you know, found a job somehow and gotten the computer any old way, and that's it. You know, seriously.
Mm-hmm.
And then if they said, oh, you don't have a good computer, let's try and give you one. You know, because at this point, it's like, you know, ridiculous.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. And, just,
so I wonder what they're
going to
do. Excuse me, Maureen. I wonder what they're going to do when they find out that you're using this equipment to tell how horrible the state is in many, many different ways. That's going to be very interesting.
Yeah.
That'll take up another 7 years to tell how bad the state is in every way.
No, but you know, that's funny that you say that, Maureen, because if that takes another whatever years, then by the time I go to reapply, maybe they'll give me trouble.
Yeah, who knows?
God. Well, it was the guy with the agency, you know, who told me that my mom was in the wrong program, and then he told me some other stuff, and he was really kind of honest.
Oh,
he doesn't
boy.
Work at that agency anymore.
Oh, my God, really?
Yeah, they must be
inside
want to
again.
Friday. I'm sorry?
Inside
sorry,
again.
Fine. Yeah, they must have let
him
go on
Friday.
They
probably
fired
him because they found out we were involved. What do you think?
Yeah, exactly. You know?
In other words, see why they fired him? I guarantee you. Because if anything comes of it, they're going to blame him. And say, oh, we fired him. He wasn't doing his job.
Of course.
And I don't believe it was him.
I don't believe it was someone else who did it. Right.
Of course, he was getting the, you know, blame for it. He was the one that was actually.
He was a scapegoat.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
He was doing what they told him
before.
Mm-hmm. But then he was doing the right stuff by maybe even called on Thursday. That's why I was so shocked that he was gone, because he called me on Thursday morning, but I couldn't talk because I was at Alice's house doing something. And so to find out today he was gone, it was, you know.
Well, he told you things he wasn't supposed to tell you. That's why it's another reason why they got rid of him.
Well, that's it. He told me the truth about things, you know.
Hey, you know what I'd like to happen? The guy calls us up and says, can you help me get my job back? Boy, would I kick their ass.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'd love
that'd
that.
That'd be nice.
Mm-hmm.
I'd help them.
Yeah, I know
you
would.
He said they were overstaffed.
The sight,
they took on too many people. They were overstaffed, which, of course, we know. You know. He's the one that told me she was in the wrong thing. You know, so.
He was honest.
You know.
Period.
That's it. That's right. Exactly.
You know, they say honesty is the best policy, and it sure is.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, I always say one thing, and it's a thing that that people used to say to me when I was a kid. You know, tell lie, remember lie. When I was a kid, you know, and if you can't remember that lie, which is. Probably most likely.
Well, on the other hand, maybe the guy left because he got a better job. Who knows?
It could be.
We don't know.
Could be, but you never know.
Yeah, because he wasn't telling me that he was leaving. He called with a question, so unless he was going to say something at the end, I don't know. You know, but
yeah.
I don't know. But I'm so sick of dealing with these freelancing agencies anyway. You know.
You could ask them, are you forwarding his stuff? Can you please forward a note to him or something for me? That's all. See what happens with it. You know?
Yeah.
They do that if it's not a firing, if it's just that he moved on. They do that. If it's a firing, they said, oh, I'm sorry, he was terminated from here. They'll tell you.
Yeah. Well, she was kind of surprised that I knew he wasn't working there anymore, so.
Oh, really?
You know,
that's funny.
Yeah.
Oh, they didn't
I have
know.
A feeling he was, you know, like that.
Do you know his number? Do you know his information?
I actually deleted it, but I'm pretty sure I remember it. I deleted it by accident, but. I'm pretty sure I know it anyway. I'm pretty good with phone numbers, you know?
Okay.
Yeah, so
well, you
I'm
know
sure,
what?
But it kept going.
I would contact him.
It kept
him.
Going to his voicemail, too.
I would contact
And it just gives the number. It doesn't say his name, you know? It just says
that
number, you know? I'll have to keep trying. Yeah. I don't know how I do. I don't know. A couple times the message thing I have, she deleted a couple I wanted to save and saved a couple I wanted to delete.
I've done that.
So that one went, but I am pretty positive.
When you have a visual problem, you have to count and remember everything with the stupid voicemail. I hate it. I truly hate voicemails. They're not so intuitive that way sometimes.
Mm.
You know,
well, sometimes
and
I
if
have
you have
to
a
hit
hearing
it so
problem,
times.
It makes it worse.
Yeah. Do you want to save this message and I'll hit it like 4 times? Do you want to delete it? Then I have to hit it like yes or no 4 more times. You know, sometimes it goes right away. Other times, you know, you have to do it a few times. So it just has to be.
So with these,
with
these nursing homes, how do you know when the 28 days are up?
Well, I guess they know. They know when it's been COVID-free.
But
they know.
It is. What happens if they get a case? So what, they close down again?
That's right.
I guess.
And I asked I love because the head social worker wasn't in today. This one who's the director of improvement, whatever the heck the title goes on forever. She didn't know because she's been on since Wednesday. I mean, you know, come on, people. You know? Anyway, I said, Are they just going to do the temp? I know they're just going to do the temperature checking at the door. But what happens? You know, I wanted to know ahead of time. Are they going to ask for the swabbing test ahead of time or anything? You know, she doesn't think so. Just the temperature. But what is that? You know. I don't get this whole testing thing. This whole testing thing to me is kind of stupid anyway. You know what I mean? There was even a report
the other day.
The reporter the other day had the test done on a Monday. It came back 5 days later. He had nothing. He had no COVID. He had no antibodies. But he said he could have gotten a 5 minutes after he had the test done.
Right.
You know, I mean, how do you, say you go and you have the test done on Monday. What if you get it on Wednesday? Are you going to have to go every, you know what I mean? If you have no symptoms. This, to me, I don't understand this testing thing at all. You know what I mean? I could say if you have symptoms, but.
Well, it's like every other medical test. It's not accurate.
Well, here's the other thing that bothers me, too. Okay? Yeah. Now, you have a situation where you have a person who, you know, is actually having symptoms, and then you do have a test, and by the time they get that test, they've infected other people. That bothers me, too.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Not only that, suppose they have symptoms, and the test shows they don't have the virus.
Right.
Right.
I said, suppose they have symptoms.
It could be other things, you know.
The test is showing that they don't have the virus.
But then it shows the virus later on, you know. That's happened, too.
Not necessarily.
Well,
you know, not everybody who has the virus can be identified as having it. They don't tell you that.
Nah.
How about that one?
They said one day like 1 out of 7 people could have had it at one time. I don't know.
Yeah.
So how do you know? You know what I mean?
Yeah. And there's a lot of asymptomatic people. They're not doing enough testing, and then the testing that they're doing is not always, depends on the type of testing, is not always accurate. So you're in a, you know, in a bind there. You know, with the medical field at least, you know.
So I don't get all the testing stuff. I don't get that.
What happens to good old-fashioned looking at the patient, which is what people are going back to, you know, Frank? They were saying that in the hospital. Yeah, because if you can't just look at the patient and say, well, this patient, I can tell that they have it by just the way their lungs sound, okay? Mm. And it ends up, like, in another day or two, they show that they have it. But when they do the test, initially, when they enter the emergency room, it's not showing, you know, which is kind of weird, you know? But initially, I mean, a lot of things are showing that it's, like, really a kind of weird virus to begin with. That's why I said it had to be engineered, but Fauci still stands that it's not engineered. It came from nature, which I don't think so. Why would it be so intelligent and so clever? To me, I think it's engineered.
Oh, definitely. You know? Everybody thinks that. Everybody knows that.
Yeah.
You know? Everybody knows that, you know? But how come this country can't get its act together? And New Zealand has not a case. New Zealand has stopped their flights. They're not allowed in or out. They don't have one case of them.
Right.
And he thinks people
Well, you know what? Excuse me, Maureen. You know what's mad for me? I got to tell you. Anybody can get a virus. But these doctors and these so-called people who spend all this money to go to medical school, they're not teaching people how to minimize that virus.
Right.
See? That's the thing. Anybody can get a virus. I don't care who they are. Nobody's completely immune.
Well, they also said this is very similar to the common cold virus. okay?
Yeah.
How it every year it comes back, and and they're saying now that people who were previously infected with the common cold, with this coronavirus, are not fully protected with herd immunity, because it's
I think everybody's an individual.
Yeah. Well, no, they said that they're noticing. They're noticing. That's what they're noticing. Because they're noticing that people are, who get it, some people have relapsed, have gotten it again. So they're hurt.
Well, like I said, anybody can get a virus.
Well, more than once, it's kind of weird. You know, and their immunity
is
should...
what you do to protect yourself is the key.
Right.
And that's what they're not dwelling on. You don't hear one word. I haven't heard one word about the immune system and what people could be doing to protect themselves.
Right.
Not a one.
When are the debates?
Something very mysterious about that.
This is already the middle of July. When are these presidential debates coming up?
I gotta
What's going
say
on
something.
With that?
Debating?
I don't know. Things are really...
Wait a minute.
Who's Biden picking for his running mate? We haven't heard anything about that. You know?
Are they going to debate in the basement or what?
I don't know.
He's actually out of the basement.
Where are they
going to
debate?
He's
out of the basement. It's getting closer. I mean, there's only August, September, and October.
Oh, he got out of the basement?
Half of July.
Yeah, he's out of the basement.
Well, maybe the exterminator
came. What's going on with all that, you know?
No, he's out of the basement. That's all I know.
Well, did you hear? I heard on the Fox News, this is very interesting, Fox News, that England made a statement that if Biden becomes president, this country's not going to last very long.
Oh, really?
So,
this country's not going to last very long?
Who said that?
England. The British government.
Really?
The British government. Yeah,
I'm really scared about everything, honestly.
Yeah.
I think our country is on the brink, for real.
Oh, yeah. Our
and I hate to
shot.
Say
it's
it,
gone.
If you don't have arms, and I don't believe in arms at all, to be honest, but it's scary. The situation is scary. It is.
Mm-hmm.
It really is. I can see people wanting to get arms, you know, and I don't condone it. But I could see people wanting to buy arms. Really?
Mm.
To protect themselves.
Well, you can't let people overrun the country and destroy and vandalize. That's why one of the big reasons Trump's the better man. Because he's not going to stand for that.
Mm-hmm.
The other guy's going to run and hide in the basement if it happens.
I think Biden is a puppet, I'll be honest, and I don't like Trump. I don't like either, to be honest.
Mm.
I'm being 100% honest. I don't like either.
Yeah, well,
the only way I would
obviously
like
have
Trump.
One or the other, unless Biden-Trump drops out, you know.
Yeah,
who knows?
Somebody else steps in.
I just hope something doesn't happen and we get Cuomo.
Well, Biden drops out, you'll probably get Parochi.
Oh, no, that's worse.
Oh,
Parochi.
Oh, she doesn't stand a chance in hell to win that one.
She don't hide in the basement.
Yeah, but I don't like her. I really don't.
No, I don't either.
You know what
I don't like
about her?
Her.
She's just as bad in the fallacies. Now, I'm going to say this straight up. As Trump is. She is.
She's what? Say it again.
Just as bad with the fallacies as Trump is, but in a different way.
Mm.
You know?
Well,
I
don't know the woman, but I don't think she's good president material.
No, she isn't.
No.
She
won't get it.
She likes to make things, exaggerate things, and make things bigger than they are, in my opinion. She's not...
Mm-hmm.
to me, I don't believe she's a strong leader, period.
No.
She's not a, I could see other people being a strong leader, but not her.
Well, I think it's time they started, like, you know, debating, and they started, like, Kim telling who his running mate is going to be. I mean, you know, it's getting closer to election day.
Do you know who I really think is running the country at the moment? It sounds crazy. Pence.
Who?
Pence.
I still can't hear.
Who's running
Pence,
the country?
Pence.
Kemp?
Yeah.
Oh.
Ken. Who's Ken?
Pence. The vice president.
Oh, Pence.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Oh, I don't know. He seems to be pretty much sticking with Trump.
He is. But I think he has a good reason to stick with Trump. He sticks with Trump. Monetarily, he benefits big time, for real.
Well, yeah.
That's what I think.
Sure. Trump will probably remember him in his will.
Well, hell yeah. He's not stupid.
Yeah, what do you think?
What did the other guy have today during his press conference? Some other crap he had made. This is Cuomo. But the radio kind of walked. Wednesday, I was listening to Wednesday kind of walked.
He was saying about how I reheard it because I missed it, but I heard it on the internet. He said that how New York was better at, you know, dealing with the virus, and how the government should, you know, see what went on in New York and show how it should be done, and blah, 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 blah. And we had the most cases, and we went down to the least cases, and now we're closing our blah, blah. You know, his famous political rant.
Oh, yeah, but,
and
he,
that
had,
was it.
But he had something. He had a William Rowland Jennings poster or something he was about to show, but they cut him off.
Oh, no, he had these posters. These posters were of online. They were of these old posters, political posters. Remember years ago, they didn't have any kind of, like, they only had these political posters to do sort of types of ads and stuff like that. They really didn't have, like, a television broadcast like they do. So these ads were all around for you to vote. So he loves to create these political types of beautiful artwork that of years ago, but make them relate to what he has in present day. So he made this poster of COVID-19 and how he took down COVID-19 in New York.
Huh. Well, he started to tell about the poster and wins kind of more.
He did, eventually.
Is that why his brother got it? Because he was so good.
No comment there.
And the wife, his sister-in-law got it too, supposedly?
Yeah, they did. And one of the kids, too, I think.
Hey, Andy, you better get him oil of oregano.
Oh, God.
I know you listen to the show on the sneak, Andy.
He must.
But that's all right.
That's all right, Andy.
All right, in a sight, mad or glad, I want to tell people about television. Anything else, Maureen?
No, that's it. I'm just going to try the hardest to get my mom off because I can't go on anymore like this. But really, it's just
heartbreaking,
and it's just awful. It's just beyond awful. There's no words to describe it. Really. I know.
You gotta find
a
place.
Hang
that's
in
the
there.
Only way to try to.
That's it. You find a place.
And
we'll help you.
Find a place.
You know that.
Yeah.
You know that.
You should be looking for a place every day, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
Call Connie and find out about the Section 8.
Yeah. And also, I'll give you those other things that where my mom used to live. Okay. But I have something that
Promenade Village, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was one of them. And then there was, like, a few others that I saw online too. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
All right.
And they're all
Thank
Section
you.
8 too.
Ah.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
Very good. Okay. Thanks, guys, for your help.
Inner sight.
Thank you. Okay. Good night.
All right, sweetheart.
Okay.
Television. Wednesday night, channel 28:30, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 1997, all reruns still. 1997, 11 o'clock, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, channel 3 on the Spirit. And by the way, you can still find us online up on the ABC Eyewitness News website. All you do is put in Michelle's name and you'll find it. Michelle Charlesworth.
Yes.
So
yes.
We're still up there.
Yes, we
and,
are.
And according to my darling sister Michelle, we will be up there forever.
Yes. Yes.
Like that. And I can't help
She's
but thinking
awesome.
That she had something to do with that.
She is.
All awesome. Right, in the site, I met my friend Scotty, who passed away, by the way, a few months ago. I finally met his brother yesterday, and it was really ironic because when I walk home, I walk past his house most of the time, and mm-hmm. his brother Craig said he couldn't believe it. He said, "You're Frank?" He says, "I've been watching you walk down here for months." So I finally found him out on the street, and I said, "Are you Craig?" And he was very apprehensive, you know, because I guess he's a little disabled. "Who are you?" he goes. I said, "I'm Frank."
Yeah.
And we got together, and
that was awesome.
He told me something very interesting. He said Scotty told him to contact me, you know, the day he died, you know. And he said, "Stony Brook killed my brother legally. They legally killed him." And he was telling me about abusive things going on in there. How do you like this?
That's horrible.
And you know what? I believe, I'm not going to say I believe all of it, but I believe a lot of it.
Yeah.
That place is horrible. I mean, look what happened with our advocate Robin. How they treated her.
Oh yeah.
Her.
Yeah.
You know, terrible. So stay away from those places, world.
I just want to say I've been there, and I remember when I had a really severe infection one time, and it was after I had my hysterectomy in another hospital, and I couldn't sit up to go in the car to the other hospital, right? So I went to I was, you know, the nearest hospital the ambulance took me was Stony Brook. My whole abdomen was completely bright red and swollen. It looked like I was literally pregnant. That's how bad it was. It was so swollen. In fact, they mistaken me for being pregnant. They said, "Are you pregnant?" They kept asking me and all that. Anyway, it was really kind of, you know, stupid, the whole thing. But I, you know, just kept, you know, going, you know, and saying, "No, I'm not. I had a hysterectomy, blah, 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 blah." I told them the whole story, you know, because I had a tumor and all that. So what had happened that really got me very upset and the whole situation was that when I went to go there and they went to take this subguinal fluid that was underneath my skin, and it was infected fluid, subguinal, I think that's how you pronounce it. It was infected fluid underneath my skin. And they had what they should have done is take me to an operating room, cut it.
Should have taken you to Dr. Lou, never mind operating room.
Well, at that time, they should have originally taken me to Dr. Lou, you know, to get rid of that tumor. But anyway, that's neither here nor there at this point. It's long ago, long, long, long ago. Anyway,
yeah.
So
You're lucky you're alive.
I am lucky I'm alive. The next part is really what almost really, like, I screamed and I was ready to punch a few people, to be honest. I never would have, but, I mean, I could hold pain real well, but this really got me good. Basically, they cut my abdomen in the middle of the emergency room. No anesthesia, just painkiller, and they thought that that was okay. And I'm like, are you guys
crazy? What a bunch of idiots.
Yeah, they are, certainly. I would say, you know, very much so. Very, very much so. So I was like, oh, my God. I could not believe that I was experiencing, you know, what I was experiencing, to be honest.
Yeah, well, that's a horrible place, you know. I've had bad experiences with people in there and all that.
Oh, yeah.
Stay away from it. What do you expect from
the state? Oh, yeah, I don't go
there
anymore, of course.
You know.
Yeah.
All right, Inner Sight, 213-816-1650. Mad or glad Monday? You got anything you're mad about, glad about? Put it right here and, you know, just turn down your television, radio, and video and all that when you call in. And try to avoid speakerphone. All right. And you get a better reception. All right. Anybody else on the line, or is that it?
That was it so far, but let me take another look at the board by refreshing,
right,
and we'll see. Okay.
Tomorrow's open mic. Wednesday,
nope,
that show. What's the best way to solve the nursing home problem?
Yeah.
You know? So we'll take a look at that, and we'll try to get some opinions and put that up on the Facebook as a special.
Yeah, and I'm also going to do it on as a special in advance on...
so we can get people
who
want to comment on
our blog,
you know,
as well.
Thursday, I don't know, another episode in the life of Inner Sight.
Yeah.
And Friday we do the funnies, so...
Yeah.
That'll be fun, Friday. Friday night, we got a... I missed the Laurel and Hardy last week. We'll do the Laurel and Hardy Friday.
Yeah, we can.
I think I missed it.
Yeah, you did.
All right, Inner Sight. Oh, by the way, for those of you who need it, our Inner Sight phone number is 631-224-3090. The Inner Sight phone number. If you want to email us, innersight@pmail.com and no attachments, please. So let's see. I had a couple of people who emailed me. Jordan was one of them, to get this blind guitar player on the show. I never heard back from her. I called her a couple of times. Jordan, if you're listening.
Okay.
I've tried to communicate, and it'd be better if you get Joey to call me directly.
Oh, that's a good
idea.
Know,
or send me another email. And the other lady who started a program for autistic fathers, I forget her name, Jenny, I think. But she sent me an email. I still have her email. So I'll try again. All right, Inner Sight will be with you tomorrow night live. Open mic. Thanks so much for listening. Suzanne, co-host and engineer.
You're
and
welcome.
Be careful out there. Apple cider vinegar, man. That stuff is great. I'm going to tell you something. You got any stomach digestive problems, take it with your meal. Wash it down with water. The most fantastic stuff in the world. All right.
Oh, yeah.
And wild oil of oregano. I'm giving it to my dog now. She loves it.
Oh, awesome.
She knows there's something significant about it.
She likes
all right,
it.
We'll be,
she knows.
Yeah. Be with you tomorrow. Thank you so much. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. 631-224-3090 phone number. And hope we get a million listeners. We want a million.
That's right.
Inner Sight. Divine World, Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner Sight.
Good night, everyone.